Hello, everybody. This is Mara Glatzel, and I am here with the newest installment of the Self-Love series, an interview series that I run between myself and Margarita Tartakovsky from Waitlist on Psych Central. And today I am thrilled to be here with Vivian McMaster. I'm admittedly a huge fangirl of her work, and I just think, you know, it's like a movement. There's a movement that's being started with you know, all of the work that you're doing around self-portraiture and self-love. And so I'm thrilled. And I'd love to introduce you or ask you to introduce yourself a little bit.
Sure. I am a self-portrait photographer and portrait photographer from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I, through my own personal healing, have discovered that self-portraiture is an amazing tool to cultivate self-love. So it has kind of become my mission in life and something I'm living like daily as well. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely trying to practice what I preach because, self-love is an ongoing process. It's not like something we all of a sudden succeed in. There's different levels and depths of having a love affair with ourselves in our lifetime. So I love sharing how self-portraiture can actually be one of the tools we can use in that. So,
Absolutely. So in thinking about the way that you're practicing and the way you're using this sort of self-portraiture and perhaps any other self-love practices that you have, what does it look like on a regular everyday for you?
Awesome. I often have my camera with me. So taking self-portraits as a part of my daily life is a practice that I do, whether it's like finding a good spot to put the, like even just my iPhone down and turn it on myself, or finding something beautiful to like hold in my hand. And so that I'm always looking for moments where I can practice self-portraiture, and just like, I feel like self-portraits are a way of saying, I'm here in my life. Like, this is my story. This is what my day is. And for those of us who have any points in our life where we felt lost or who didn't, like, we didn't know who we were, or days like that, it feels really grounding and like, I'm here in this day. This is the story. So that's one of my biggest, self-love everyday tools. I also have, it's more in my week, I started something recently that I call my self-care policies, because as I'm running a business, I was like, oh, I can make company policies for my business of one, and I don't think you need to run a business to do that. These are my self-care policies in my week. So today's Monday, and one of my policies is to have some computer-free. Okay, I might have my iPhone there to take a picture of it, but to have some computer-free time, like at a coffee shop with just my journal and a pen, just to have, I might like write goals for the week or just spill out whatever I need to spill. So journaling and writing pen to paper has felt like a big self-care space. Just creating little pockets of space for myself where whatever needs to happen in terms of self-care and self-love in that moment. Sometimes I'll be like crying in the cafe and like getting stuff out. It's a very lovely place I go to for that, or if that's okay. And my other self-care policy is hiking once a week. I do live in a rainy city, so it doesn't always happen, but I try to just get out into the woods and with a friend or alone and just get out to nature really and move. And that's one of my other big self-love things, because in self-love for me, in a way, it's nurturing and nourishing myself, but I also just want to feel really alive. Mm-hmm. You know, those moments that make me feel like, oh, I'm here in this day, that feels like self-care, and like that I deserve this, that I can, you know, the sun's shining down on me, and I'm, or whatever I'm doing, like just feeling alive feels like self-love to me too. So those are some of my everyday, or like every couple day, big tools, and baths. But
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I love that. I love how you sort of describe the self-portraiture as, you know, saying like, I am here. And, you know, largely due to your fantastic influence, I've started taking pictures of myself throughout my day. And after a lifetime and so much work of being camera shy and, you know, and really like doing a lot of self-love stuff, but still resisting the camera, I found that it really, it does ground you in your day in a certain way. And it is just such an interesting way to capture yourself and to pay attention to yourself and show yourself love. So I think that you do that so fantastically well. I'm curious, and you know, typically I ask about books or things that you're interacting with or videos that you think are like absolute must reads for self-love or body image. But as you are a visual artist, I'm wondering, you know, kind of what inspires you in that way? What really have you taken in lately that you find is like a must read or must see in terms of your own self-love process?
Well, I do have a book right here that is one of my...
Oh.
Yes, yes.
So good.
So good. Beautiful You by Rosie Molinari. Mm-hmm. So good. That's the book of right now that is lighting me up. And I'm like, thank goodness this is here. Mm-hmm. One of the other online things right now that is just, I could watch it again and again, is Anna Guest Jelly of Curvy Yoga. She did the video recently about can you love yourself? I'm not repeating it right, but can you love yourself in the moment and want to lose weight? And I was like, how in the world is she going to answer that? And she did the most beautiful video, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. That's one of the, yeah. And I won't give it away because I think everybody should go see it, but just like really trusting yourself, right?
Absolutely. And no, I love that video so much too. And just, I had that feeling of, oh my goodness. Like, that's a big question. That is a big question. So, I love those two. And we have interviewed both of those people in this lovely self-love series. So I'll link to them below so everyone can check them out, because I think both of them are just really great resources as well. Oh, I love those two. So in terms of other ways that you kind of get into your body and practice self-care, do you have any favorite ways to move your body other than hiking, or is hiking really your main thing?
Hiking's a new thing for me. Cause I like to talk about rewriting stories. And I had this story that I don't have a car and I live in a big city. And I was like, you need a car to go hiking. You don't, you need a bus pass. So hiking is new, but one of my favorite, ways to move my body, which came even before self-portraiture, I think it really started my self-love healing big time, is Nia dance. Do you know Nia? Yeah.
It's magical.
It's magical. And I've gone to the same teacher for like, maybe nine, like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
why don't you tell people what it is? Because I feel like most people don't know very much about Nia.
It is.
And they should.
They should. It's a dance technique led by a teacher that is really all about being in your own body and moving in your own way. And there's like yoga influences, martial art influences, and other different kinds of like body movement influences all brought together. And your teacher kind of guides you on a routine, but you're really invited to like move in your own way in that process. And it's poetic, and it's like, some days I just feel like a modern dancer in, you know, like a 35 curvy-year-old or curvy woman's body, but like I feel like a dancer. Mm. It's amazing. And yeah, it's like, I take it at the local community center. It's not at a dance studio in particular, and it's amazing. And I feel like the more I take it, the more I can like go to that place really quickly, where I just trust my body. And there's actually a fair amount of like free dancing in it. And at first I was like, that sounds like probably like when you ask people to take self-portrait, no, that does just, it's not going to work. Like, that's scary. But the freelancing part is where, what I'm really in love with, where you can be awkward. You can just like dance and move and shake and just really trust that your body's going to move in the way that it needs to. It's amazing.
Yeah. And it seems so much too, you know, again, that reflection of like claiming your own space, like being in your own space. And, you know, the last NIA class I was at, there was a fair amount of like sort of stomping and like really like owning your spot in the room. And it felt so like affirming to me, so much like you take your space. Like this is your space, do whatever you want here. And it's not very often that we have that kind of experience in our everyday life. And that's, I love that so much.
We scream sometimes.
Yeah.
No, scream no. And it's like, how often do you get to do that?
Right. And that's hard too. I mean, I had less trouble, I think, with the free form dancing than I did with the like really like yelling from your belly, because you don't, I mean, I think we don't really take up a lot of space like that, or, you know, I don't know. It releases a lot of pent up energy, I find, when we're able to really like use our vocal cords in that way.
Totally.
Interesting. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of good things here that answer this question a little bit, but I'm curious, like, if you had, you know, maybe like a minute or 2 minutes of somebody's time, what do you wish that women knew, really knew, about loving and appreciating themselves?
Well, coming from a photography place, I really wish that women knew that their camera could be their friend, not their enemy. Or other people's cameras, that just that and mirrors too. That their self-reflection, whether it's in a photo or in the mirror, you know, those places where we are most triggered by the opposite of self-love, I find are the places where they have the most potential to do our work. The course that I am teaching now is called Be Your Own Beloved. I just want women to start being their own beloved, and to like, to treat themselves the way that, and see themselves in the way that other people see them. Cause we all put out such kindness to other people and, admiration and appreciation, but we just don't turn it on ourselves. So your camera can be your friend.
So I'm curious if there was somebody listening to this who was like, oh, hell no. Like, that's just not even possible.
Yeah.
What is the kind of first thing you would tell somebody, or like the first way you would get somebody to just start experimenting even within this realm of self-portraiture?
Totally. Well, one of the things that is the way I started and is the way that I would probably recommend they did is to just go out in search of beauty in the world, and not necessarily themselves, but like go in search of something that they find beautiful and add themselves to the photo in some way, whether it's your like toes or your hands, like that's a self-portrait. And I find like searching for beauty outwardly, it just eventually comes back inwardly. Like searching for beauty in the world around you gets reflected, and eventually you just see the beauty within you, and you don't have to see it in the first photo. And nor do you have to take a full body photo the first time. So just inserting yourself that you are here in this moment with a bit of beauty that you found in the world would be a great place to start making friends with your camera and yourself.
I love that. Well, I will definitely be partaking in the May class of Be Your Own Beloved. So I would encourage anybody else who's listening to this to get on board as well, because it is guaranteed to be fantastic. You know, it was so funny. I was talking to a friend of mine about how I had to take this class and it was changing everything. And, you know, she said to me something to the effect of, you know, watching you learn how to take pictures of yourself is sort of like watching a baby find its feet. It's like, how could you just didn't know that like cameras existed before, you know, like this day in your life. And at first I was like, you know, offended, but then but then I was like, it kind of is like a baby finding their feet.
Yeah.
You know, after like an entire lifetime of not allowing myself to be photographed at all, that like, you know, even the opportunity to take a picture of your toe or your hand or something and to just decide that it's beautiful really does begin to slowly shift your perception of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, so wonderful. So I'm curious, who are your heroes in this world? Who do you just like admire and get all of your inspiration and joy from?
So this question, the first thing that comes to mind is actually, this may sound like it doesn't make sense, but it'll make sense.
All right.
Fat fashion bloggers are my heroes. Those folks who are walking the world every day. And these are just an example of people who are outwardly sharing that they, you know, we all deserve to feel fabulous. And like our outward expression reflects ourselves, and we deserve to walk in the world feeling empowered and beautiful. And so I think my heroes are the people who are doing that, who are like, I deserve this every day. And this is a way, like fashion in a way is, it's a good way to claim it,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be like empowered in how you go out in the world. But yeah, my heroes are, you know, the lady at the bus stop who I can just see feels good in her body today. Or the people who do that, work hard to do that every day and share that online. So those are my, like, everyday heroes.
Yeah.
And I think Anna Guest Jelly is becoming one of my heroes too with that video. Just people who are like, spreading the message of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's just to the, you know, the person walking beside them on the sidewalk or the internet. So, and I have other Oprah or like bigger heroes, but
you
I like
on
to focus
Oprah.
On like,
com this week, last week.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was so funny. Yeah, it was pretty neat. And it was a photo of my feet and this message, like a block from my house, it's written in the sidewalk, love yourself. And I was like, if there was ever a photo, like, that is my message. It's like a self-portrait with love yourself. So that was pretty neat to have Oprah's face and my feet on the same page.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's about going out in the world and taking, you know, those little moments. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So when we think about these kinds of heroes, of these people who are just like going out and showing up and like dressing up and really owning their bodies, you know, I'm wondering, as I like, is that something that has been a struggle for you in the past? Like, does that, you know, because often our heroes come out of this place where we really are like, yeah, that's what I want. Like, I want to chase after that feeling. So I'm curious if that, or, you know, anything else, like what sorts of obstacles have you had in your own journey of self-love?
That's a big, big, powerful question. I think my biggest obstacle is myself, like is the ways where I just don't let myself, right? Or where I get caught up in like negative self-talk or, if it's okay, I'll share a bit about my story of...
Please do.
My teen years, this story is a bit hard to tell because it's like about family, and family is beautiful and wonderful, and you don't want to like spill your beans on the internet, but I feel like it's becoming more and more important for me to like share kind of why I'm so obsessed with self-love. One of my siblings has a condition called misophonia, which is like really, it's a neurological disorder, and it is essentially a hatred of sound. Their hearing is so heightened that, you know, people are irritated by like scratching on the chalkboard. But if you have this condition, it's extreme. Little sounds like me moving my hands here or chewing are just make you not able to cope and like get you angry and stressed. And so that, my sibling had this condition, and it's common that your family members are the ones who are most triggering for you. Mm. Enter little Viv. So my teenage years were very much flavored by this and the experience of like trying to find my preteen, teenage sense of self had this extra thing where the way I swallowed, the way I breathe, the way I walk, the way I move my hands were irritating and were told that they were like, you need to stop that. So I felt by the time I like finished teen years, I felt really disembodied in a way, like not, I didn't feel present in my own body. And I believed that I was unlovable, disgusting, and irritating. So that's where it all began for me, was like healing from that over the years. And so movement in a big way, like that's why I love Nia dance so much, to just feel back in my body again. And so while in a way I could say that that experience was my obstacle, it's also been like a blessing in the way that my life, the way that I've had to kind of focus so much on self-love and self-care and healing. And so still, I think I don't think of it as my obstacle. I think just like me believing it and carrying it on for so many years that was a truth was, and it comes up still, you know, in a daily experience, but I just have to remember that like, oh no, I breathe okay. I swallow okay. I walk okay. Like I'm okay. And I, not only that, but I get to control it all. Like I felt so out of control for much of my life. And now I feel, I'm finding my way back to just like trusting that I'm beautiful and lovable and worthy. So, and lots of us have different stories that like brought us to that place where we didn't believe it in ourselves. So yeah, that's my story.
Yeah. You know, and something that I so much love in doing this series and in talking to people who do work with self-love is that so often, you know, it's like two sides of the same coin, the things that were the hardest and also the things that then become like your brightest source of light and your ability to teach and heal yourself and others. And you know, I think that is really powerful for people who are in that dark place still, or are really afraid of that dark place within themselves. You know, in having examples like yourself of people who have felt that way and have really used that as like this, you know, enormously powerful source for helping others and, you know, healing yourself and going through that entire process.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard to think of it that way when you're in for sure. But it's really like, yeah, you know, your curse can become a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I could not agree more. It's very hard to hold on to. And I think that's why it's so important, you know, that people keep sharing those parts of their story. Because, you know, I think that it's all too easy for somebody to go to your gorgeous website and see your beautiful pictures that you take of yourself and say, like, this person loves themselves. They've probably always, like, they grew up loving themselves, you know. because that's, of course, the story that we tell.
Yeah. That everybody else has it.
Right. Absolutely. And so thank you so much for sharing that part of your story with us. Is there anything else, any last message or words of wisdom that you would like to leave the readers with?
Pick up your camera.
Yeah.
Claim I am here. Yeah. I think that would be, I hope that people would feel inspired today to just get playful with their camera and even just their iPhone, just to find some moments where they can claim space and look for some beauty in their day. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. And you recently had a post up that was around camera gear and like apps that you use for your iPhone and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to link to that below to, you know, just as another resource for people who are like, I want to pick up my camera, but I don't even know how my camera works. So I'll link to that.
And I end the post saying, there's this quote, I don't remember who it's by, but the best camera is the one you have with you. So don't get caught up in that you need fancy gear to do it too.
Absolutely. I love that. Oh, thank you so much. This has been absolutely fantastic. And I hope that everyone runs to check you out, because I think the work that you're doing is just so inspirational and needed, really needed in this world. So thank you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure.
Absolutely. All right. Bye.
Bye.